Karen.
And I'm Greg.
Hello, Hot Springs. You're listening to Library Beat, a weekly podcast from the Razorback Camper Sale Studio, where we talk about all things library.
This week on Library Beat, Aubrey and I will...
Paul, what are you doing with my microphone? This week on Library Beat, Karen and I introduce one of our new co-hosts, Paul Cacobine, who tried to steal my microphone. Stay tuned. Karen?
Greg?
I see someone else in the podcasting room today.
Yes, we have our special new...
co-host.
Co-host, Mr. Paul Cacobine.
We are actually going to have two new co-hosts. Aubrey Spear is going to be our other co-host. We love doing Library Beat. But sometimes we just run out of time to do it really well.
To get fresh ideas every week is pretty hard, and we want to keep our podcast fresh and exciting.
Vital.
Yes.
Yes.
So we got some younger people.
I mentioned to you that this was kind of a ploy that sitcoms often use.
Yes.
I would call it the Cousin Oliver syndrome, when they introduce Cousin Oliver to the Brady Bunch.
Yes.
They bring in a younger person to try to get those ratings in. You mentioned a couple of other examples.
Well, you know, Growing Pains brought in Leonardo DiCaprio.
Right. And Quinn Cummings on...
All in the Family.
That was Daniel Brisebois.
Oh, sorry.
I get them mixed up easily.
What did Quinn... Quinn was Family.
Quinn was on... Family, right. And Daniel Brisebois was on All in the Family.
Right.
So this is kind of a standard ploy. So should we now introduce Cousin Oliver?
Yes, disguised as Paul Cacobine.
Welcome, Cousin Paul.
I'm so glad to be here.
Thank you for coming today.
So I'm just a new addition to the cast. I'm not recasting either of you.
No,
As far as I know, we haven't been fired.
No.
Okay. So, see, what I heard, the casting call was a little different. I was taking over the job.
Oh.
No. I'm sorry. We should have made that clear.
Before we signed the contract.
No, we were thinking we would all just sort of rotate, and that gives each of us more time.
Well, I'm out.
If you're not the star.
Aubrey and I, we have to be the stars. Our egos are too big to share the spotlight.
I think we can work something out where we can all work together. And it doesn't necessarily have to be just you and Aubrey doing it one week. It can be you and me or Karen and Aubrey or just you or what have you. But our listeners might not realize that this is not our only job.
You would think it was as much preparation goes into this and excitement.
And awards.
And script. You would think this would be our only job, but it isn't.
Right. So we are so happy to have some help and some fresh ideas. So Cousin Paul, why don't you just tell us a little bit about yourself? You've actually been a guest on the podcast before, so welcome back. But why don't you tell our listeners who you are and what you do?
So I'm Paul Cacobine, and if you get that last name right the first time without ever hearing it out loud, congratulations. You're like one in 100 people that are able to do that. I don't even get it correct myself half the time, but I am a Hot Springs native, and the Garland County Library was actually my first job. I started here as a page back when I was 17.
He did.
I was a page for a couple years. I talked more about that on the episode that you guys did about pages.
Yes.
So go back and check that one out to hear my whole story as a page. But long story short, I left for a couple years, tried out some other jobs, and realized, you know what, the library is a pretty great place to work. So I came back as a front desk clerk, and then about 5 years ago, 2018, I became the adult programs coordinator, and I have been that ever since. And I am involved in programs for adults of all ages from 18 to 99, which is a very wide variety of age ranges in there and who want all kinds of different programs. We have a very eclectic mix of adults from all demographics and backgrounds and with all kinds of interests and passions and hobbies in our community. So it is a fun job and has so much variety in it, and I love doing it. And I also do a lot of the meeting room booking. So if you ever want to use a room here at the library, you will most likely talk to me at some point, and I'll get one of our public meeting spaces for you.
Excellent. Since you are involved in so many things and know so many people through your job, I think that would make you a natural podcast host because you already do some podcast-style programs. So you're not just brand new at this.
That's correct. When the pandemic hit, we had to, as all libraries across the world had to do, we had to evaluate how we were providing our programming content, and we pivoted to a virtual format. Of course, a lot of that was on video, so I've done the video podcast side of things quite a bit. I've done probably a couple hundred virtual programs at this point. Most of those you can go check out on the library's Facebook and YouTube channels. But I haven't done so much this solo voice work, so this is kind of a new domain for me. However, I have heard throughout my life when I've done some radio ads for the library and other places that I have a good voice for radio, so I feel like this will be a natural adjustment.
I think you do. I could hear you. If I close my eyes, I kind of see NPR.
The P in NPR stands for Paul.
That's right. Well, Cousin Paul, thank you for sharing that. Have you come up with any fun ideas of things you'd like to do for this podcast?
Well, since we're not completely throwing a coup here and taking over, and I'm going to have to still collaborate with the two of you, I'm going to have to go back to the drawing board.
Okay.
But no, I definitely wanted to get out and, you know, use some of the networking contacts I made through programming to interview some people in our community that we work with here at the library a lot, and I'm sure we'll come up with some ideas to get all of the millennials and Gen Z listening to the podcast. Not that you two aren't very beloved.
That was kind of when we first proposed this idea. Paul is going to have another. We're all going to have another co-host, Aubrey. Unfortunately, Aubrey couldn't be with us today, but they were saying that they're going to get the young demographic.
I hope so.
Yeah.
We will double the listenership.
So okay. Two?
My mom and maybe someone else's mom.
Shout out to Greg's mother.
Oh, yes. That's so sweet.
Yes, I've met her a few times here at the library, and she just seems so sweet. And she's a big supporter of not only her son, but also the library in general.
So right.
So thank you for listening.
We can get all the moms to listen. It would be great. You mentioned going out into the community. That's something Karen and I have done a few times, and we really enjoyed it. Again, it's just hard to find the time to do things like that. So hopefully with more people involved, we can do more of that. We went and talked to Sarah Richardson at the Literacy Council and had a great time. We went and talked to the Friends of the Library, which isn't going too far, but it is a separate organization. We've talked before about maybe going to visit the Historical Society. I think that would be a really fun one.
We did Green Market at the Village. Mm-hmm. Did you do a podcast with that?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So it is definitely fun to kind of get out and about and get some more voices. I've enjoyed the ones where we've done lots of little interviews with patrons about what books they're reading and things like that. Those are fun to do, but they're more labor intensive in the editing process. So with all of us having more time, we can come up with even greater content.
Bigger and better.
Yes.
Yeah, that's one thing about, you know, going live versus recording in advance. It's almost easier to go live in some ways because I feel like people, when they know they can't take back what they're saying. But if it was live, it almost comes across more naturally because the pressure is on to, you know, be able to communicate coherently almost. And when the pressure is off a little bit and you can go back and edit, even though you know it's going to be more work on the host on the back end, mm-hmm. You know, you can stumble through what you're saying.
City Plumbing, Heating, and Electric offers free HVAC estimates and has discounts for seniors and veterans. Their vision is to provide prompt, reliable service that exceeds expectations. Their positive and cooperative attitude has made them a provider of choice in Garland County for over 30 years. Thanks, City Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, for your next project. Call 501-623-3325 or 501-922-3325.
Well, you know, I was hoping that we could do more kind of story-focused podcasts, or you know, a lot of times we're running out of time. What are we going to podcast about? And Karen and I come in here and discuss whatever, and people seem to enjoy that. But ones that are not scripted, but maybe take a little more advanced planning, going out and talking to different people and sort of piecing a story together from those different elements is more time consuming, but I think it could also be more rewarding too.
Yeah, we have so many interesting people in our community with interesting backgrounds. I mean, I learn new things about our coworkers and patrons every time I talk to them. Like, there's some people here that, you know, Hot Springs attracts people from all over the country with different stories, and that's kind of the one thing that everybody has in common if they're not a local. And of course the locals have great stories too, but you get you have a retirement community in the village, and then we're a tourist city, and some people come here and they see something about Hot Springs that attracts them, and then they come back when they retire, and it's just really fascinating.
Yeah, I'm always curious about how people end up here, so that's something we can definitely explore, like in our book clubs. You know, we have people from all over, like a couple of different people from Massachusetts.
Yeah, I can't say it.
How do Massachusetts people end up here? I think that's an interesting thing to try to find out.
If you can say Kegabine, you can say Massachusetts.
I don't think so.
Yes.
The state that always gets me is Connecticut.
Connecticut.
Yes.
Yes. We're going to connect with Connecticut. So we'll have to discuss amongst ourselves kind of how we're going to divvy up the labor. Karen and I will still be the stars, obviously.
You are like Jimmy Osmond and Oliver.
We got to give the people what they want. So,
well, only one person kind of wants us. So I hope you do get a lot of new listeners on this. I hope we do.
Yes.
We have a lot to offer, like everyone in the community. We have so many varied programs and things. So I hope you do reach out to some different demographics.
And for the listeners, we are smiling and joking with each other, even though we sound very serious.
Oh, yeah.
That's the neat thing about podcasts and radio is that, you know, you I don't think that people listening to this probably know how old we are, so I don't know how you think you're going to reach a younger listenership. Are you going to use, like, the young people slang? Is that part of your plan?
Are you going to be a Swiftie?
I am. I do. I like Taylor Swift. I know Greg hates Taylor Swift, but
you're going to be in trouble
with
Caitlin.
I'm not a Swiftie, though. I'm not. I appreciate her. I think she's talented, but I don't think that'll be a major focus of how we draw people in. Will not be Taylor Swift.
Okay.
Oh, well.
Maybe some BTS, maybe?
Oh, yeah, that's popular. That's a rock group.
Yes.
Or a form of rock.
Pop.
Sorry.
K-pop.
And Aubrey, Aubrey Spear works here. She is a member of Greg's team, and she does a lot of different things.
Yep. The podcast has been to Crafternoon before.
Yes.
And she's very involved with that. She was the one with the idea to get us spay-neuter vouchers from the sheriff's office, and those have taken off.
Yes,
like,
we keep...
like crazy.
We only get so many, and they run out, and we have to go back and get more. So that's been a very popular program here.
Right.
So,
Aubrey, I wish you could be with us today. We'll do another episode next week, maybe, and introduce
Aubrey. Let her talk about her jobs here.
All right. So, Paul, is there anything else you would like to tell your new fans?
Yes. But stay tuned.
Oh. Cliffhanger.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, and thank you, Paul.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you. Thanks for this opportunity.
Thanks for listening to Library Beat from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. Join us each Friday for a new topic.